Welcome to Hollywood Deli, y'all. This is Blue. So have y'all noticed a new trend with the Kardashians? They got rid of all their black people. I've noticed that Khloe Kardashian is no longer hanging with her two black friends. She still fools around with the black baby daddy, but not as much. There was a cringeworthy video that she showed her and him talking about how the men aren't, nobody's leaving. Scott's not leaving, which is the baby daddy of Courtney, who just got married. Congratulations to Courtney to get married to Travis Barker, who this is his third marriage. Kanye, talking about Kanye West is never leaving. Well, Kanye has left, you know. Kanye has left Kim and Skeet alone. And all Kim got going on, recently she posted a picture of her nails that she wore to her sister's wedding. And she had, like, it looks like some kind of, like, those little silver little beads that you put in your nails to, like, spell out things. And it spelled out a P. That was just, like, it just seems so 1990s. And I see why Kanye made fun of you, one of your outfits you wore, and said that you look like Marge Simpson and that your career is over. The outfits that they wore to Courtney's wedding were just horrific and dark and it seemed like gothic. Seemed like the theme of that wedding for Courtney and Travis. And so what I like that I'm seeing from Kanye is that he's just moving on with his life. He finally got the hint to leave Kim alone, stop talking about her. And she doesn't know what to do. She said, I saw a clip where she talked about having anxiety of not having Kanye styling her anymore, not knowing what to wear, rich people problems. And it was just like sad, like how codependent she had become on him. And I hope he took back those shares of his business that he gave her, because she doesn't deserve it. The way she treated him and just wiped his nose in her relationship and calling paparazzi so that North could be photographed with on Pete's lap to trigger him and to get him to say and do something outrageous. Kim has just completely disgusted me. But I like what I see that he's doing. He's about business. He was at a fashion show with Anna Wintour for Balenciaga, and Offset is hanging out with him because right now he's mad at the Migos because looks like Takeoff, who is the nephew of Quavo, they did a joint song together, and it sounds like they didn't tell Offset, so he unfollowed all of them. If you don't know who the Migos are, the Migos are African American rappers who hit stardom with their song Versace, which Drake remixed and helped catapult their career. So, and they've had plenty of hits after that, Bad and Bougie, featuring Lil Uzi Vert. They've had Fight Night. They've had a whole bunch of hits, string of hits. They're a great group. I like their music. So I guess he wasn't told, so he unfollowed Quavo and Takeoff, and they're saying that they're breaking up, and it might be time that, you know, to separate a little bit and try something new, because there's a lot of competition in rap now. So anyway, he's hanging with Kanye at this Balenciaga show. I think it's in New York, and he's moving and shaking. He's smiling. He's happy. Looks like he put on some weight. Kanye, I'm trying to figure out what season you're in, honey, because far as I'm concerned, I believe that the season is summer, and you and Offset got on leather jackets with hoodies underneath zipped up with black gloves on. Well, you don't got gloves on, but and jeans and winter boots. I know you're trying to promote your shit, but you got to be in season when you do this shit. So he's also making moves. He teamed up with the legendary Muji industrial designer Nato Fukasawa, I'm sorry I'm butchering the name, to re-image McDonald's packaging. And it looks pretty cool. It looks really cool. I could see Kanye did have his hand in this. You know, and it makes sense because I believe that Pusha T also does business with McDonald's. And I'm not sure if it's McDonald's or Burger King. And, you know, you got to find new ways to make money. And, yes, he's a billionaire, but he, you know, he likes to design things and put his spin on it. Didn't like that he designed and put his spin on the Trump hat and redesigned the red cap. But, you know, that's just what he does. But I'm glad he's not going off the hinges and, you know, obsessing over Kim. I think he had to go through a period of grieving. You know, he felt like he failed his kids. There's a lot of kids involved. And his wife decided to leave after they just couldn't align. You know, she wanted to do things her way. He wanted to do things his way. He was on a journey. And I remember seeing a clip when he was like trying to become a, you know, born again Christian. And she was like, "You're on a journey that I'm not on." And clearly it was very obvious because the way she's moving now. But I wonder how Kim feels about Pete quitting his job. You know, Pete just recently quit his job at SNL. And so now he's unemployed. So I wonder, is Pete going to be working full time for you, Kim? What is he going to be doing now that he's not on SNL? Because nobody's booking him for movies. He does do stand up, but he's horrible at it. But there are people that go and see him. So I guess he's going to continue his deal at Netflix. So I was shocked that he left. I really was, because did not see him leaving. So it looks like Kate McKinnon, Pete Davidson, Eddie Bryant each got to take a victory lap on Saturday Night Live season finale hosted by Natasha Lyonne. And so he really did quit, and I was surprised because that's all I know him from is SNL. And so I think he'll be back because there's not really a lot of opportunities out there for him, but it may open up some opportunities now that he's with Kim. Maybe he can start getting on reality TV and start garnishing some commercial from that. You know, maybe he can work for her at Skims, you know, putting on her drawers. Cause I think I did see a clip of him putting her drawers on. Maybe he could be one of her skim models, like Rihanna and ASAP Rocky situation. You know, he's one of her models, I believe. This is a step down, Kim, a major step down. You know, you went from a self-sufficient man who has steady income to a guy with mental health issues, suicidal ideation tendencies, and has nothing to offer you. He has nothing to offer you. You have everything to offer him, though. You know, all the opportunities that were afforded to you now that you were linked to Kanye, and now you don't need them. But I'm happy that Kanye has just let it go. He found a girl that looks exactly like him because that's the look he wants. And maybe they'll start a family. But what I don't like about this new girl is like she's over the top. She already tattooed Kanye's name on her wrist. And it's like, you guys are detectives. No, why would you tattoo his name on your wrist when y'all constantly being photographed and not think that someone's going to pick up on this and notice? Like, they noticed those little ass, that little ass tattoo on Pete's neck with Kanye West's kids' initials. So you knew what you were doing. Anyway, make sure you like, subscribe. Make sure you leave a 5-star rating. And y'all have a blessed night.